Eighth Perek of Nagoyim, Second Mishnah. Beheres ki grise va micha kadosha. Minimum size beheres with a minimum size micha inside of it. Boche bekula, and now it spread to his entire body. So what basically we have is the whole body is white, except this micha, which is live skin in the middle of the beheres. Be'achar kach holcha la micha. And then afterwards the micha also went away, so now it's completely wide. Or the micha went away. And afterwards it spread out to the entire body. Tahor, because this is considered it was parach bakuloi from the state of tumah. When he had the micha, he was tame, and then afterwards it spread out to the rest of his body. After it spread out to his entire body, and there was some live skin, which is equivalent to a micha, then he is tame because he's not parach bakula anymore. Nor the lasalov. And what happens if he's completely white and he's tahor and then he gets his two white hairs? Yeshua matame. He says he's tame because the ma'aser, aside from being white, he also has the siman tumah. Chol matarim. They say no. Since he's in a matzah of completely white, that is not a type of tzaras that could become tame even through white hairs.